Day, good people. Contemplative Inner Being and me, Robert Farrell, are happy to welcome you to Wisdom Wednesday. Wisdom Wednesday is a series of honest, inclusive, and contemplative reflections to encounter pure presence and discover deep inner connection to goodness, truth, and beauty. Wisdom is not knowing more, but knowing with more of you, knowing deeper. Wisdom may be experienced as a quiet leap of joy in the heart, absolute clarity in the mind, or a deep centeredness in the body. Contemplation, like the wisdom path, is an exercise in openness and keeping heart, mind, and body open long enough for us to touch what is deepest in us. With words, music, and silence, let us drop into our hearts and be present. Find a comfortable sitting position. Perhaps light a candle. If comfortable and you're not driving, close your eyes. Take a few deep breaths. Then please repeat out loud. I open my heart to love. I open my heart to wisdom. I am present. I am. A branch on the vine. Listening with depth, respect, and even reverence is key to building and maintaining loving relationships. Would you rather have a friend who is always right or one who is in right relationship with you? We'd rather have someone who's in right relationship with us. Would you rather have a friend who's always correct? Or a friend to whom we are always connected? We'd rather be connected. God wants people who are in right relationship, which means that we are open and that we can listen to others with understanding and compassion. It means that we can admit when we are wrong. Yet we keep condemning ourselves and others for not being perfect, for not being right, for not being correct. What God desires is that we simply remain connected, a branch on the vine, which is the love of God. People who live the vulnerable life of connection and relationship will bear much fruit. These are the people we trust, like, and admire. None of us can be or need to be correct, but we can always be connected. Remain in God as God remains in you. Just as a branch cannot bear fruit on its own unless it remains on the vine, so neither can you unless you remain in God. God is the vine, you are the branches. Whoever remains in God, in love, will bear much fruit, because without God, you can do nothing. Remain in love. Can we take responsibility for the fact that we push people to polarized positions when we do not stand in the compassionate middle? Fortunately, there will always be people who have the grace and the ability to engage in reflective listening. When we can listen and respond in that way, each person is treated with respect and dignity. Each person feels heard and misunderstandings are clarified compassionately. Unfortunately, that is not the way the ego likes to work. Opposition gives us a sense of standing for something, a false sense of independence, power, and control. Compassion and humility don't give us a sense of control or psychic comfort. We have to be willing to let go of our moral high ground and hear the truth that the other person may be speaking, even if it is only 10% of what they are saying. Compassion and dialogue are essentially vulnerable positions. If we are into control and predictability, we will seldom descend into the vulnerability of undefended listening or the scariness of dialogue. If we spend all day controlling and blocking others, why would we change when we kneel to pray? If we are incapable of hearing others, we will also be incapable of hearing God. Rest in this knowing. Listening to understand. Make a commitment to listen to those whom we disagree. Deep listening is an act of surrender. We risk being changed by what we hear. The most critical part of listening is to ask what is at stake for the other person. Sometimes start to lose yourself in their story. One trains one's imagination to go visiting. When the story is done, we must return to our skin, our own worldview, and notice how we have been changed by our visit. The goal of listening is not to feel empathy for our opponents or validate their ideas or even change their mind in the moment. Our goal is to understand them. When listening gets hard, focus on taking the next breath. Pay attention to sensations in your body, heat, clenching, and constriction. Feel the ground beneath your feet. Ask, am I safe? If so, stay and slow your breath again. Quiet your mind and release the pressure that pushes you to defend your position. Wonder about the person's story and the possible wound in them. Think of an earnest question and try to stay curious long enough to be changed by what you hear. The primary goal of listening is to deepen our own understanding. Listening does not grant the other side legitimacy. It grants them humanity and preserves our own. One of the most precious and powerful gifts we can give another person is to really listen to them, to listen with quiet, fascinated attention, with our whole being, fully present. Listening is a creative force. Something quite wonderful occurs when we are listened to fully. We expand. Ideas come to life and grow. We remember who we are. The way we listen can actually allow the other person to bring forth what is true and alive to them. Patience is required to listen to such a person long enough for them to get to their center point of tranquility and peace. Listening well takes time, skill, and a readiness to slow down, to let go of expectations, judgments, boredom, self-assertiveness, defensiveness. The skills for deep listening share the same foundation as contemplative practice. There is a basic context that nurtures and develops the practice of listening as a sacred art. Three qualities that are essential to this deep listening context are silence, reflection, and presence. Silence creates the space for listening to God. It provides time to explore our relationship to Source. Reflection gives us access to listening for our inner voice. It's a slowing down, waiting, practicing patience. Presence is the awareness of listening to another, of connecting at the heart level, listening with all of our being. Being present is a gift that fills our hearts and spirits. We are in communion. Rest in this knowing. The ear of your heart. Listen with the ear of the heart. Listening is not a passive mission. We must attend to listening. Actively incline ourselves toward it and nurture it in our everyday activities. Listening is an act of will. Obedience comes from the Latin obedire, to give ear, to hearken, to listen. Obedience moves us from our contemporary obsession with the self and inclines us toward others. Move beyond the common understanding of the word as solely an authoritarian top-down dynamic. Instead, mutual obedience is a horizontal relationship where careful listening and consideration is due to each member of the community from each member as brothers and sisters. There is an inherent connection between listening and responsive action. To listen closely with every fiber of our being at every moment of the day is one of the most difficult things in the world. And yet, it is essential if we mean to find the God whom we are seeking. See that the listening achieves its aim. We are not being truly attentive unless we are prepared to act on what we hear. Listen carefully to divine instructions and attend to them with the ear of your heart. When we listen to the voice of God, we are given the grace to pass it on to others. We must receive all words of God tenderly and subtly so that we can speak them to others with tenderness and subtlety. If something comes toward us with grace and can pass through us and toward others with grace, we can trust it as the voice of God. We must listen to what is supporting us. We must listen to what is encouraging us. We must listen to what is urging us. We must listen to what is alive in us. Hear the voice of God speaking. Hear the better angels of our nature. A genuine God lover will flourish inside such a dialogue. Learn how to recognize that positive flow. If we can trust and listen to our inner divine image, our whole-making instinct, or our true self, we will act from our best, largest, kindest, most inclusive self. God leads by loving the soul at ever deeper levels. There is a deeper voice of God that will sound like the voice of risk, of trust, of surrender, of soul, of common sense, of destiny, of love, of an intimate stranger, of your deepest self. Rest in this knowing.
The angels are listening. God is listening.
On the earth.
I'm listening.
On the earth.
The angels are listening.
Slowly bring your awareness back to your surroundings. Take a gentle, deep breath and let it out slowly. You're invited to take time to journal, draw, or dance, any expression to today's wisdom experience. Until next week, we bless you with grace and love. May you see the truth about yourself, no matter how beautiful it is. May peace fill your life, so love will overflow. Peace to all, light to all, love to all.